Our broadcasts from the area county fairs this year are brought to you in part by Southwest SMI Hydraulics Porter, Texas Best Barbecue, the Dryer Doctors Montevideo, UFP Miniota, WD Tours, West Con of Holloway, Clear Pathway Junk Removal, Austin Moen, Schmidt Egg Sales, Sawearable Designs of Appleton, Sandhill Mills, Pete and Brittany Haugen, Purus, Strand Agency of Dawson, Triggerstead Seeds, Warren Triggerstead, Canby Sportsman's Club, and Granite Falls Cenex.
Welcome back to the Yellow Medicine County Fair here in Canby. Paul Ramo broadcasting live from our Q92 booth here in the commercial building. And just want to encourage you, if you come down to the fair, stop by our Q92 booth. We're giving away some registering for prizes. Nickelodeon Universe, Mall of America package, Grand Theater tickets in Madison, and maybe some other things as well. So I'd like to visit with you, so stop by the booth. Already a lot of people here already for a Thursday afternoon. A lot of traffic coming here through the commercial building. And Dave Verhelst joins me here in our Q92 booth. Usually, Dave, when I'm talking to you, it's 20 below and we're on the Del Clark Lake.
Yeah, we're on frozen ice. We ain't got to worry about the heat.
No.
But we are in a heated fish house.
But usually I'm talking to you, it's cold.
Yeah, that's for sure.
One of the best ice fishing tournaments around, I think you guys, Canby Sportsman Club, puts on.
Yeah, we really try to put everything into it, along with the Canby Fire Department Leaf Association. All the guys that work really well together and been doing it a number of years. I think it's this year will be year 8 or whatever. And that's actually the last week, Friday and Saturday of January this year.
Yep.
So.
Oh, okay.
So.
All right. So what does the Canby Sportsman Club do in the summertime?
Well, in the summertime, we got trap shooting going on. We got some benchrest shooters that come in on Sunday from about 9 o'clock in the morning till noon or whatever. They're down shooting at little flies on a piece of paper at 200 yards away, and then they score all that stuff. And
wow.
So, yeah, those guys are pretty serious shooters.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's it's kind of fun to watch them, how technical that those guys get, and they're all hand loads, and they do it. They got guys coming from Watertown and a number of other places to shoot on Sunday mornings.
Wow.
So then we got our trap league that runs on. That's also open to anybody who wants to just come down and shoot.
Okay.
There's always teams that got an open spot, or you can put a team together that night, or guys will step in with you and shoot around a trap. So it's open to the public as well.
All right, good. You built this beautiful building here on the fairgrounds, and talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, it was a kind of a labor of love. We got tens of thousands of hours, I swear, put into it.
Yeah.
Between fundraising and building and all the stuff that we did. Our first event was last year, the wrestling banquet at the end of October, and Abby Jellin does all of our bookings, and we're kind of getting almost overwhelmed with the number of bookings that she's getting.
Well, that's why you built it, though.
Yeah, that's why we built it.
It was a need.
Yeah, a place for community. Far and wide, we've got weddings coming from Ivanhoe. We had a Marietta and Hutchinson wedding here back in June. So a lot of people booking weddings, birthday parties, family reunions, class reunions, all that. So.
So if somebody wants to book that, they get a hold of?
They need to book. They need to call Abby Jellin. Her phone number is 507-829-9929.
Okay.
It's also on our Facebook page. She does all of her bookings. You got to have a woman involved to keep everything straight.
She does a good job, then.
She does an awesome job for us, yeah.
What do you got going on during the fair?
We got a pickleball tournament on Saturday. It starts at 9 o'clock. Right now they got 31 entries. We got people coming from Watertown, Brookings, Montevideo, and a lot of them from right in our area here. So proceeds for that is to help pay, buy some more pickleball equipment, nets and stuff, dividing nets and things like that. It's a round-robin tournament. And it's a mixed double format. So
okay, and that's this Saturday.
That's this Saturday. Yep.
Okay, so can people come watch?
Yep. Or? People. Being it's going to be 93 degrees, there'll probably be a lot of people watching.
Oh, it's air conditioned.
Yep. Yeah, it says air conditioned. I even offered Paul to come move his booth down there if he wanted to.
I'll take you up on that if it's 98 to 100 degrees. So.
But yeah, we got it's open. If you haven't been in the building, you want to see what it's like or whatever, come down and kind of walk around and watch some of the pickleball players and, you know, grab some food from the Midway here and come down and eat it in the air-conditioned building and see what it's all about.
All right, and that's Saturday.
That's on Saturday, yep.
All right. Anything else, so, Dave?
Nothing I can think of right now, but...
You guys do a great job, the Canby Sportsman's Club. You're very active. How many members do you have in the club?
I'm guessing right now we're sitting around 250, 300, somewhere in there. I haven't seen the last count as of late, but...
Okay.
But, yeah, we have a lot of new members with the building that have never been members of the Sportsman Club just because of the pickleball, and we've got a basketball court in there, volleyball court. Actually, four pickleball courts is what we got laid out in there along with the volleyball and basketball. So.
Nice, good.
Right. And with your access to the building or whatever, it's a $120 membership. That's for 12 months, and basically $10 a month, and you get an access code put on your phone, and you can go in and out anytime from 6 in the morning till 10 at night at your own leisure and play pickleball, basketball, you know, whatever.
Good. All right, Dave. What's your favorite fair food?
This is killing me right now because the mini donuts are just right over from us. So
yeah.
I think I might have to try to grab some before I leave.
You can smell them.
Yeah, you can.
That's right, and that's put on by the Yellow Medicine Corn and Soybean Growers,
yep.
I think.
Yeah, it is.
All right, I'll be right behind you.
All righty, sounds good.
All right, thanks a lot, Dave.
Good, thanks, Paul.
Dave Verhels from the Canby Sportsman's Club. Come on over to Canby. Don't go to Montevideo.
Yeah, Canby.
Montevideo's next week. Now come on over to Canby for the Yellow Medicine County Fair. A lot of things going on. Of course, they got the Renegade Speedway races tonight at 7 o'clock. Kayla Daniels also takes the stage today at 5 o'clock. And we'll be talking with Kayla Daniels here maybe in the next hour or so. With that, we'll turn it back to you at the studio.
Our broadcast from the area county fairs this year brought to you in part by Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Cargill Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Klein Insurance Agency, Lac La Parle Farm Bureau, Lac La Parle Farmers Union, Madison Auto Parts, Madison Bottling, Madison Liquor Store, Montevideo Insurance Center, Old National Bank in Madison, Schweeters, United Prairie Bank, West Central Irrigation, Zielsdorf Auction, and Hometown Flooring and Blinds of Hancock.